Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. If you're doing one or two cases here and there, do not try to lower the cost of your hybrids, because it takes time, money, and commitment to lower the cost. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm Meredith, your co-host, and today I'm joined by T-Bone.
Hello. Welcome.
Well, this week, our episode, we are going to talk about making hybrids more affordable in order to do more cases. It's really exciting because this is something that's kind of right in your wheelhouse, something you've been doing a lot more of lately. But before we get into today's episode, I have a few things. We have a 3D boot camp coming up. This is a great way to bring your team, get them engaged, and really for them to see the vision of what you want for your practice. We go over scheduling, verbiage, firm financial arrangements, photos, new patient experience and workflow. So there's really a lot to learn there, and I think it's great to bring your team and get engaged through that. And then also what we're kind of talking about today is hybrids. We have an all-on-X class with a restorative component to that, which kind of goes over the ways you can lower the costs of hybrids and how we're doing that. Before we get into it, though, I do have a review. If you haven't left us a review on Apple Podcasts or 3D Dentist Google review, please do. We would highly appreciate it. 5 stars, please, if you would. This one says, great podcast. I always enjoy listening to the podcast, especially when I'm on the treadmill getting ready for the day. It puts me into the right mindset and has tons of real-world advice that I can apply into my practice. T-Bone is awesome. If only we listened to it well, or if only we recorded. Could you imagine? We should get two of those walking treadmills, and then we can record while we're on the treadmill.
No, thank you. I wouldn't be able to talk.
Yeah, we'd have no breath.
At 3 miles an hour.
Well, let's get into today's episode.
Let's do it.
So making hybrid all-on-X cases more affordable is definitely what would lure a lot of people in, because the cost of getting started and getting going with these cases for patients is pretty high, which means in order to not cut into the revenue or the you would have to keep the prices pretty high. So why are we lowering this, and how are we getting more patients to say yes?
Yeah, let's make today a quick episode. Okay. Kind of, you know, right. Let's just hit the top spots there. But
so why?
Yeah. So before we get into the why, let me mention a couple of things. Look, if you're doing one or two cases here and there, do not try to lower the cost of your hybrids, okay? Because it takes time, money, and commitment to lower the cost, okay? So, you know, I'm working on this because I want to do only hybrids. That's my next step in my journey as a dentist, is to get to the point where I'm only doing complex cases. And what I am finding is that the hindrance or the barrier to me doing more hybrid cases or complex cases is money,
Okay. It's affordability for the patients. There's no lack of people that need this type of dentistry. There's no lack of people that want this type of dentistry. It's simply a matter of they can't afford it. And as much as we talk about monthly payments, I'm such a big fan of that. Sometimes people just can't afford monthly payments on $30,000, but they could find a way to scrape together $10,000 to $15,000. So when you get to a point where you're trying to make your practice really niche in a way like this, then you've got to learn how to leverage technology to do two things: lower the cost of the patient, increase profitability to the practice. And that's the other point I want to make. All of this is designed around increasing profitability to the practice. I'm not trying to get into a volume game where I make up the profitability by working harder. That's totally against what I believe in. In fact, I want to work less and make more. So I want to make sure that people understand this, that I'm not trying to make you make hybrids more affordable if you're doing one or two here or there, but really if you're trying to move to a model where this is the majority of what you do, then we need to find a way to make this more affordable for patients. So that's the concept. So why? Why do I want to make hybrids more affordable? Simple. We want to do more of them.
And less of
other things. Absolutely.
Fill your time with these. Yeah. It's less that you
So typically we've gotten it down now to where a single hybrid between consult and surgery, follow-ups, and all the visits to final, I've got about 7 hours in them.
Right.
Okay. I've got 7 hours of chair time. You have more mental time than that, but I got seven hours of chair time. So let's call that one a day.
Right.
Okay. A double arch will add a couple hours to that. Just make it a long day. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my goal and what I'm trying to achieve is I want to find a way to get patients started for $15,000. Okay. Right now, to get started, you have to commit to $30,000.
Right.
And I want to find a way to get patients started for $15,000 because I'm convinced we will do way more than we're already doing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean I'm going to work more. That just means this is all I'm going to do. And so then the next question, Meredith, would be what?
How to get them.
How, yeah. Right.
How to get those cases.
Yeah. So one thing that we are investing in, and this is, you know, we're going to spend money to make money.
Well, I guess two things: how to get those cases and how to do those cases.
Right. Okay. So the first thing is
we have to spend money
We have to spend money on marketing. Right. Okay. And when you do marketing, one, you got to tell people what you're doing.
These patients typically don't come out of hygiene.
No, they typically don't. Yeah. At least not in our practice.
That's how they got there.
Maybe once or twice every once in a while they'll come out of hygiene, but typically they're not getting hygiene.
Yeah, right? That's how they ended up in this situation.
So we have to do some marketing, okay? So we've been doing this magazine, this print magazine that's been working well for us, but it's gotten us to one or two cases per month, and it's kind of hit a plateau there to where we're back down to doing maybe one case a month, okay? And then, so now we're going to start doing some digital marketing. Now, in digital marketing, you know, a few years ago, digital marketing for All on X, you were unique. Just saying you did that procedure made you unique. But the truth is today there's direct-to-consumer marketing from specialists, there's direct-to-consumer marketing from corporate dental offices, there's direct-to-consumer marketing from other dentists and groups in town. So you got to have a unique prospect to your patients, and saying you do things with technology, I don't really know if the patient really cares that much,
or understands
all of that. You have to have your unique selling points, and you can talk about how quick you do it because people want to be done as quick as possible. You can talk about how painless you do it because people want to avoid the fear, and you can talk about how more affordable you make it. Those are the three main unique selling points that go with that. Now, part of marketing is also having unique selling points. Part of it's having testimonials and photos of your work so that you can share with people that you're experienced and that you've done it, so you can build authority. It's also having Google reviews to help build authority. And then it's about the back end, which is often missed, which was missed the last time I tried this, the back end of this, which was the phone skills and the consult sales skills to help move these patients through the process. So that's our intention. We're going to spend some money. We're going to invest in a sense, in a startup within my practice that I'm going to do focus mainly on this. And then the after part of that is the clinical things that we need to make this more affordable. So let's talk about that. Number one, one option is we can start insourcing some of our guide creation. Now, I want to be very clear. I'm not a big fan of this, okay? I know some people do it, and they do it well. Here's how we're going to do it. Here's the approach we're going to take. I'm going to outsource the planning, insource the printing of the guides. Okay, so I'm still going to utilize a professional laboratory to do the prosthetic setup, the prosthetic planning, the guide implant planning under my direction, the guide segmentation, the guide detailing, and all of those things. And instead of waiting for them a week or two to print the guides or to metal the guides, I'm going to start printing them myself. Because another barrier that we've experienced in our practice is how long it takes to get started. So under our original protocol, which was using Guided Chrome or Synergy or InSequence or products like that, it was a 4 to 6 week lead time to get started. So we need to undo that lead time. We need to get that lead time down to a few days or a week, if possible, a week at most, if possible. So that's one thing, is we're going to insource our guide fabrication, not our guide planning, because I think you really need a professional that really has a good understanding of prosthetic planning so that way we can get good outcomes. Okay, so that's that. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to leverage 3D printing of our temps. So now instead of having to do conversion pickups with temps that are bigger, we're going to start using photogrammetry and 3D printing along with digital design to be able to print a provisional in about 2 hours or the next morning for the patient. And there's it's not about saving the $200, $300 on the lab fabricating a provisional for me or the time that it takes to, because this is actually adding time to my process, but it's really about the next step of this printing. And the reason we can get to a $15,000 model here is we want to move to a subscription model of annual printed provisionals. So in other words, the patient is not buying a final product. The patient is buying an annual printed provisional. And each year for $1,200, they're going to come in and they're going to get a annual hybrid maintenance and a new prosthetic, a new printed prosthetic that we can print here in the office. And that comes from that design that we do at the time of surgery or a redesign if the design at the time of surgery isn't great or if there's some tissue changes. And to do that, you got to have photogrammetry currently because digital impressions aren't accurate enough consistently to do full arch implants. You got to have digital impressions. You got to have digital design with 3Shape or Exocad, and I'm sure there's others. And then you got to have 3D printing to be able to do that. So that's kind of our model. And then the third step to this is going to be doing in-office zirconia. In other words, we're going to take the same design that we use to print. We're then going to have the ability to do zirconia in the office. So that way, if the patient wants to move to final, and we're going to charge $8,000 to $10,000 to go to final once we're done with the first process, and then we'll be able to at that point mill and replicate a zirconia prosthetic. Now, in the beginning, I probably won't be milling it myself. I'll be outsourcing the mill and the finish to a laboratory, but hopefully as we hit enough volume or cases, then we can afford or justify bringing in or training our own technician to do the final zirconia. I know for a fact that I or my assistant can do the 3D printing and this, you know, the painting that's involved in that. So that's kind of the how that we're going to do this in a nutshell. And the goal for me is I have set it out. I want to do 5 arches a month. 5 arches a month produces the revenue I need to produce or the profitability I need to produce. And I believe I can do 5 arches a month and work 5 days a month and I can be done.
Yeah.
And of those 5 days, some we'll have some consult days, we'll have some surgery days, we'll have some follow-up days, or a combination, maybe a surgery in the morning, follow-ups in the afternoon, surgery in the morning, consults in the afternoon. And we've got to the point where the consults can be even done without me at this point in time.
Yeah.
So that's the business model. I want to work 5 days a month, and I want to do 5 arches a month. And that business model should give me the revenue and profitability that I need to continue to pay for my family and stuff like that.
Yeah. So if you're interested in getting the workflow of our All On X, we do have two courses coming up, June 9th and 10th and October 27th and 28th. We also have an option where you can add on at our nonprofit, A Live Patient, where you can come with T-Bone or one of our other instructors and mentors and do a one-on-one case while you actually do the case on the patient. We'll go through kind of the lab and the workflow and everything, the pre-planning of the case before as well. And then if you don't feel like you're quite ready for the All On X, we also have an introduction to full arch overdenture course. Yep. That would be great to get you to that
with live patients.
With live patients as well, to get you to that next step. So let us know if we can help.
All right, everybody. We want to help grow your practice. That's what we do at 3D Dentists. We want to help make your practice simple. That's what we do here at this podcast. We've got so many tools and options for you to help make
and
that
tricks.
Happen and all of that stuff. So support 3D Dentists. Let's continue to make dentistry great. Let's continue to make dentistry simple and fun. And let's continue to create balance in our life. We'll see you next week.